Good evening, everybody. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Alpha Vets. How are we doing tonight? We are having Bo Polny on tonight, I believe. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out here real soon. I talked to him earlier today. I don't know where he is.
He'll be here. He'll be here.
How are you, Chris?
I'm good. I've been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris got some back pain going on.
A lot of back pain. I can't get... So if y'all see me moving around tonight, it's because I can't get comfortable.
Yeah. We're going to hopefully go through some stuff tonight.
Plenty to go.
Once he gets here, go through some slides. I got some prophecy to show. Like I said, I was going through some of his slides, and I got some things that tie into it. So it should be another interesting conclusion that we should come to whenever he does show up. There he is. And yeah.
There he is.
Oh, how we doing?
Oh, man. Good to see you guys. God bless you both.
God bless you, sir.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Exciting month we are in today.
Absolutely. Absolutely looking forward to it. I'm really digging this whole silver on the rise, gold on the rise, precious metals on the rise. Getting excited a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It's this, everyone's starting to realize that what we were saying actually was correct. And everybody's starting to get, the funny thing is because gold made some new highs, it's pretty interesting, but people are like, so the ones that listened to us, not all of them, but many people who listened and bought gold are actually selling their gold right now. Well, but some people are selling their gold right now because like, oh my gosh, new highs. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right.
We haven't even seen what we're waiting for, right? The whole point was not to sell it at 2,300. Like that's a joke in terms of what's coming, you know? So but this is the thing, right? When you don't understand, what's coming, that you don't really get the whole picture. Like, new highs, take some profits, but it's really the farthest thing from that, because the point of, owning some precious metals is because they're precious and it's insurance policy against the craziness going on in the world.
Right.
If I sold my gold, it would be so I could buy silver.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I would sell it right now, is so I could go buy silver.
Good. Pretty excited for it. We'll see what happens. I know I was just thought we were talking the other day. They're saying like the experts are saying that silver could hit 30 by the end of the year.
Oh my gosh.
This thing could hit 30 by the end of the week. what are these people talking about?
I find the experts an absolute joke, because they're either stupid or they're lying to you.
Right. I'm going to go with the latter.
Yeah.
Looking forward to tonight. Go through all this stuff. We'll get some prayer going and we'll get started. Huh? Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory for everything that you're doing for each and every one of us. We thank you for the fellowship here tonight to go through both slides and to just see what your will is and what you have coming. We thank you for your revelation, your wisdom, and your guidance through this whole thing playing out that everyone is seeing each and every day, all the chaos. But we know that your hand is moving, and we are patiently waiting for your glory as it starts to cover the earth. We thank you for that. We thank you for just bringing abundance and provision to each and every one of us, and giving us the Holy Spirit so we can continue to move down that path that you want us to. So we just thank you for our true president, Donald J. Trump, and everybody in the government that is working behind the scenes, the good men and women out there that are trying to fight for this nation. So we thank you for it. And we just thank you for everything that you do for us. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
All right. Yes.
Oh, we got some interesting things coming up here, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's a very, very wild time. I think I did a couple of podcasts. I think that's about even with you guys we were talking about is how I said when the eclipse comes, expected. I think I even used the word nothing burger, but the point of that was because like not, when we had the Revelation 12 sign, everybody thinks are going to get raptured. Like you see, when these signs come, they're so, you know, they're so obvious that everybody thinks something huge is going to happen. And then it's like this, it peters out like, you know, nothing, right? But what God revealed very clearly to me is, you know, it's scriptural. God, you know, he uses the sun, the moon, and the stars. This is in Luke. And you know, he used the signs. And so what we saw with the eclipse, it was a sign. So we know that. But what does that mean? Yeah. Well, it's a it's to start counting. That's what it means. It means start counting. There's your starting point.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
so like, go ahead.
No, I mean, this is the, it's like, I know everybody here has looked at the eclipse and all this stuff as a sign. I know not everybody, I know it gets hyped all over the internet and everybody, like you said, everybody looks for this big event to happen. And then people will come and go and say, well, nothing happened. It's like, yeah, well, nothing was like manifest. We weren't expecting the end of the world or anything like this. I mean, we're still waiting for God's glory to cover the entire earth. Yeah. So, yeah.
Absolutely. No.
Sorry. Well, the government.
No, go ahead.
The government's tried to make you think that the end of the world was coming, you know, the state of emergency. And I feel like that was for a reason. So they could distract everybody with, you know, getting your hopes up for something. And then when nothing happens, oh well. No, well,
and that's they were shooting like I think three rockets or something like that. One or two that had demonic names. It's just, you know, what they're doing is they're distracting, in my opinion, from, you know, from the glory of God, if that makes sense. You know, they're trying to have people look at other things rather than really what's going on, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does. They like to distract a lot. A little bit. But yeah, I'm excited to go through this stuff. Obviously, I was going through your slides, and because you know, I was just very interested. Like, I mean, just the 70 to 100 days one, and how that prophecy just clicked. Yeah. And then I started going through prophecies and going through your slides, and I found a couple, and I was like, oh, these are good. These are good. I was like, we gotta get Bo on. We gotta get Bo on. So yeah, it's exciting stuff.
But that is, you know, the 70 to 100 day prophecy, the calculations on that are mind-blowing, because from understanding that the revelation came, you know, it was related to abortion, right? It's always it's about the blood, right? Abortion, killing of the creator's creation. And then I got another revelation that's, I was logging in a few minutes late because I literally was making one last slide that is just crazy. In exactly to a date that's just about to happen here. This is wild what we're about to see manifest. You know, and so we know so Passover and then Pentecost are two really powerful and incredibly important time points. And believe it or not, there's actually, you know, there's calculations for this. This is crazy how this is all coming together. So God is just amazing how he put the time windows together on all of this. And so I've got a few more slides. Actually, one more slide I want to add later on too that you had no one seen because I just got it about an hour ago before our podcast.
Right on.
So yeah, right on. It's just really fun to see all the pieces coming together, and you know, and in our lifetime, like how wild is this? We get to see biblical things manifesting right in our lifetime. So this is going to be just so exciting,
right? And like even if you take like, you know, going down like the slides, the just everything that we've gone through as a public over the years. Like, it's also just another thing. Like, when have we ever felt at this period of time? Like, I know so many of us can feel the Holy Spirit saying that something is coming, like, without any knowledge of what's on happening behind the scenes, we can all feel that something is coming.
Yeah.
And just, it's good when everything is through confirmation of the Spirit like that. So,
yeah. No, absolutely. So it was, I'm doing a couple quick things here. I'm finishing my slide that I literally want to show you guys.
You guys are so watching Bo work in real time.
Yeah. This is real time stuff. This is like, it's so fun to see how all these pieces have literally, I'm going to show you how God is just amazing. We're watching this all come together, and it's related to to the numbers. So I'm going to let me put this up here, Fonz. I just got it done here. So let me save that. And I want to show you guys. So we can kind of look at the math, because the math isn't like almost right. Like, it's perfect. This is the crazy part, how all this is playing out. So let me go to my screen here so I can share finally. Thanks for being patient. Okay. So here we go. I go to screen share. Okay. Screen share. Where's my screen? Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So let's get to the fun stuff here. All right. So we just had a big day go by, and my goodness, we had the eclipse. And let's focus on scriptures first to kind of have people see how this is all playing out, because you have to understand the one part about it is written. And if it's not written, then, you know, you want to question it. So if these things are written, so we read Luke 21, it basically says there should be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. Okay. So what we're seeing with this eclipse, I think we've seen enough videos about this already, but with regard to this was specifically a sign. So when you have a sign like this, it's specifically a point to start counting, is what I said earlier. And so there's one sign that happened years ago that I believe we've even spoken about on this podcast with you guys as well, too. And that was, if I can find it here, is the Revelation 12 sign. The Revelation 12 sign was an incredible event that was written in Revelation 12. And it talks about the alignment of the heavenlies 2,000 years before it happened. How wild is that, right? Think about that. So this was written on the island of Patmos, and specifically, it talks about a Virgo giving birth to a son, not a woman, to a son, S-O-N, right? And so a son was born. I can find this. I didn't know, just she was pregnant, and here it is. So she gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule the nations with an iron scepter. So that is a scripture. It's written in, what do I have it here somewhere? It's Revelation. I'm not sure where it is, but that's written within, I think it's Revelation 12 or something, but it's written, I'm not sure, Revelation 12, I think 5. So gives birth to a son. Now, I want people to really understand how cool this is. So from this Revelation 12 sign, I got this 2 days ago, and then I got one other piece of it just today. So Revelation 12 sign would be birth. So in the heavens, we know Christ isn't coming back as a child. That already happened. He's coming back as a warrior. But this was a marker of the beginning of end times. You remember the prophecy that you guys found of Kim Clement? It says, you have been besieged, America, besieged by hates of America for 7 years. So 2017, if you count forward, you get to 2024. So that marker, the prophecy that Kim Clement gave about the 7 years of you've been besieged by haters of America from within, started at the Revelation 12 sign in 2017. Now, if you go 6 years, 6 months, and 6 days, you end up landing precisely on Good Friday. from the Revelation 12 sign. What is that saying? It literally says what was born in the heavenlies, what was born in the heavenlies, died on the cross, and is in the tomb. What was it? It was the Son of God. So this is a spiritual death of Jesus, of what the of the Revelation 12 sign, and that's why it's 666. Is that a bad thing? No, because when you read Revelation 13:8, it says, this calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast. So we know the number of the beast is 666, but also for the number, for it's the number of man. So the number of man is 666. So who died on the cross? Man did, but Jesus, as a Son of Man, died on the cross, as in the tomb. So he's dead on Good Friday, died for mankind. He died for us. This confirms Jesus died for us. And then he rises 3 days later on Resurrection Sunday.
That's good.
How amazing is this? So we the mathematics are proving through mathematical perfection that that the Revelation 12 sign died and then resurrected. And how awesome that the resurrection is occurring right here in 2017, 7 years later, a full Daniel cycle of time. So the 666 is representing death. You have something to say, Israel?
Well, just before you go too far, the birth, this is referring to a woman in the sky, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sorry, my mic's been muted because we have tornado sirens going off. But I have a woman in the sky prophecy from Kim. And if you want me to play it, I don't want to get too far.
We can continue because this is so what I'm coming to realize here is a 666. Well, you know, it's number of the beast, but it also represents death. And I've got another 666 coming up in a second, which I'll show you. But yeah, go ahead and play that prophecy from Kim.
Perfect. 1 second. Let me get this one. Share.
Let me stop.
Can you hear that?
No.
Nope. to share. Why won't it let me do it? Don't do this to me now. To share audio, share tab. What? Oh no. No. Sorry.
It's okay.
Remember it did this to me last time?
It did. I do.
This is not going to be cool too, because I got like two more that line up with his
roughs. You think it's better logging back in or something? Or
usually when I go to present it, because it's in my media player, it usually gives me an option to share my audio with it. But it
those listening to this podcast, what I'm going with this is the importance of April, specifically the time point of Passover. And Passover, if you want to write the word down, write the word intervention, intervenes. So historically, when we study the time point of Passover, God intervenes for man, and we've seen that happen at Passover. What did he do? As an example, right? Passover, you know, he sent the angel of death at Passover. The other thing that happened at Passover was Jesus Christ. He sent his only begotten Son to die at Passover for man. You see, so whenever the angel of death happening. Got it. Oh, there we go. For the snake. We got it. Good.
Got it. I just did it. I did it a different way.
Yeah.
There is something incredible happening for this nation. I was caught up and I saw this woman, and I saw this woman in labor, and I knew that this was something that was being birthed that nobody knows about. Keep going. No. I just felt the Spirit of the Lord saying, just take it and give it to my people.
There is something wasn't the full thing, but right after that, he goes in and says that there is a treasure that is being unlocked, and it is because of the birth of this woman in the sky is giving birth to the son, and it is going to be given to the saints of the Most High.
And did you want to play that, or is it?
Yeah, it's all goofy right now.
Okay. Why don't you, when you get a chance, just send me that, and I'll play around with it as well, too. Maybe make some edits on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what is being birthed is God's kingdom, right? So that's what's being birthed. So the time window is what I just laid out. So what we're seeing is the woman gave birth, and then you have to go through a window of time of waiting, and specifically the window of waiting time, as I said earlier, based in this calculation, was 6 years, 6 months, and 6 days. And that takes us to precisely Good Friday. 3 days later is what? Resurrection Sunday. Now we go back to our prophecy that we did last time of Kim Clement, that's 70 days from January 21. How beautiful is this? So when you said, when I heard January 20, I'm like, whoa, because I knew about abortion. And I'm like, wait, the 50th year. So it's fun how God put us together to get the revelation on that. And so from that time point, 50, the last day of the 50-year Jubilee would have been January 21, 2024, this past January. And then 70 days takes us to precisely Resurrection Sunday, which is 3 days after 666. Come on, you can't make this stuff up. This is incredible. This is incredible. So there's the so Jesus is born in the heavenlies as a marker. He's marking the time of the birth of what, you know, of the Holy Spirit coming upon the world, and the birth, and that, because the latter rain's already birth, but now the latter rain this year is going to be 4 years old, and so the Holy Spirit's going to come upon the latter rain, and we're going to start to see signs, miracles, and wonders. So we're seeing that, and this is specifically going to be the birth of, because Babylon falls, right? When you read Daniel 2 prophecy, the Daniel 2 prophecy is a fall of Babylon. The Daniel 2 prophecies, while you were watching, remember the Kim Clement prophecy, well, while you're watching a stone carved up by no human hand, and then Kim Clement prophecy says that that stone is my David's. I'm not sure if I can hear it is. So this is what he's speaking about. So we're going to see Daniel 2 prophecy, and the words were, and I am the stone for this generation. That stone is my son, the rock, Jesus Christ. And that stone shall be given to the Davids of this generation. And they shall break down the forces of hell. So this is the fall of Mystery Babylon and the birth of God's new era, new kingdom. And we're watching all of this manifest right on this calculated time point. So I just got this about an hour ago, and I wanted to show you this. And now the next calculation is incredible, because so Roe v. Wade became law. And then 50 years, it was that 50 years, the last day was January 21, 2024 of this January. When did Roe v. Wade become overturned? When was it overturned? It was overturned precisely on June 24th, the year 2020. So I heard about it like an hour ago, just do the calculation and I'll show you what I just did. So here's the calculation. So what I'm showing you here is something rather incredible, because what we're seeing, So from January 24th, 2022, when Roe v. Wade was overturned, when you read Exodus 12:3, this is wild. You read Exodus 12:3, you select your lamb that's going to be slaughtered on Passover on the 10th day. The 10th day from the eclipse is April 19th. You select your lamb, and it's so between Roe v. Wade being overturned to Exodus 12:3 to the exact day, it's 666 days.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
So we have the Julian and the Roman calendar Easter that they call Easter, but you know, we called it Resurrection Sunday. Remember, we had the two clocks. These are the two clocks coming together. So we had the two clocks prophecy because you had the Easter, you know, the fallen one, right? But that's, they called it Resurrection Sunday. That was based on the Roman calendar. This is the first clock. The second clock is the Hebrew calendar. They come together in April. So what's happening is in April, what we're seeing is the second six manifest, and that's 660 days to the exact day of Roe v. Wade being overturned on the day you select your lamb that's going to be slaughtered.
That's wild.
This is crazy.
Oh, man. I love this. This is like what I do the next day.
This is crazy. So from the overturning of, I'm going to repeat this again, from the overturning of Roe v. Wade, 660 days, it's Exodus 12:3, and it states on the 10th day, you prepare, you select your lamb, and every man shall take, it said right there, every man shall take a lamb. So preparation begins for Pentecost, for Passover. If you, the calendar is right here. So this is your April calendar. So this is Exodus right here, goes at sundown. So sundown into the 19th. So it's right here. So you've got 18th into the 19th. It starts at sundown. So this is your 10th day right here. 18th to 19th. There it is right there. If you count backwards 10 days, you go into first. So today would be today's the 11th. So today's day three of the new year. Today's day three.
Today's day three.
Of the new year 2024, today's day three.
Gotcha.
Tracking. And then that was, so then you count forward and then you get to the 10th day, and that's 18th through the 19th. And that's the day every man shall take a lamb. How incredible is this? So every man takes a lamb. So we're talking specifically, then that leads to what? To the 24th, and that happens, the 22nd is what is the angel of death shows up. Jesus, so in this would tie, angel of death shows up. Also, that's a time point that Jesus would die on the cross. Same time point, same exact time point, and that leads you into specifically a Nisan 15, and that's when Israel is freed from bondage. And then we head forward. So what it's saying is that the calculation is basically saying that starting Friday the 19th into the 22nd Monday, holy mackerel, we're supposed to see, I don't know what's going to happen, but this the calculation, this is mind-boggling that we've got 660 days to the exact day from Roe v. Wade when you select, when every man shall take a lamb. Like, what the heck?
that's wild. That's wild.
Wow. Wow. And we're literally talking abortion, right? You know, so
right.
Every man, yeah. You're talking abortion. So Roe v. Wade, and then Roe v. Wade was overturned on Haggai 1:15. So it actually, the 24th day of the 6 month of the, it was the 6 month, 24th day of the second year. So that was Haggai 1, and then we're leading into Exodus 12:3, which is to the exact time point when every man shall take a lamb. So from the two scriptures, it's 666 days to the exact day, and then that steps us into Passover. So I just can't believe this. This is incredible.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And remember, so when everything goes, and then when Jesus died on the cross, you had darkness. So don't be surprised if we have darkness following. because everything went dark for like 3 hours. So I don't know how this is going to play out, but you had darkness for 3 hours. Then the veil was torn. Remember that? Then the inscription of the veil was torn in the temple.
Yep.
We've got the prophecies of the angel of death. So angel of death would, you know, that on the calendar would be at Passover. So how this plays out, I don't know. But we're seeing, you know, confirmations right now with silver and gold starting to do what they're doing, right? And when was the great wealth transfer in Egypt? It happened right here. It happened at Passover. So it happened this on 15. You see how everything, like you just line up all the pieces and you're like, it just, everything is, the mathematics are incredible. And then the pieces are coming together beautifully. It's just, it's wild to watch all this, all these pieces just fall in place beautifully. It's just, I'm truly amazing.
Yeah. It's like a copy and paste of biblical times, but in a more modern day version sense. Yeah.
Paradigm.
Yeah.
Paradigm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they call them like types and shadows. Of history, right? So we're seeing similar time points manifest. Oh, and then also, and then we have more sixes. You have four sixes in a row from the last time the eclipse came over here in Portland, right? Salem, to when made the cross two days ago. It was 6 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, and 6 days. You know, so it, you know, this is interesting how that played out. That's why you had, you know, and then the cool thing too, for the first eclipse over here at Portland. It actually entered right in. It entered right in at Salem, over in Oregon in 2017. So if you understand, Salem is United States. Let me show how you get to that. So it started with Shalom. Shalom was an earlier name for Salem. How wild is that? Yeah. So and then Shalom or Salem means it's like the perfect peace, completeness. The Lord is peace. It's the ultimate Jewish or Hebrew word, right? And then Melchizedek, the king of righteousness, changed the name of Salem to Jerusalem.
Mm.
So there's still Salem in the word Jerusalem,
right?
But in the middle of it, you've got USA. So USA can be traced all the way back to Shalom.
Yeah.
And we're both covenant nations. How wild is this? How wild is that?
It is. It's cool. And that's another thing, man. Everybody's talking about how it's over. Like the U.S. is over. I was like, no, we're just renewing some things here. And it may look chaotic, but it ain't over yet. It ain't over. I'm so excited.
Yeah, exactly. Because remember, and that goes back to what I just said right here. It's because of this right here. You know, the reason we're in the problem is because of Roe v. Wade. Is because of abortion. But the reason God, right, it says, if God is with us, it says Romans 8:31, right? That's the scripture. If God is with us, who can stand against us? What do? We overturned Roe v. Wade. So don't tell me the things, oh, you know, all hell's going to break loose in the United States. It's going to be horrific. No, we'll get chastised for what we did. You know, the Father's going to punish us for what we did. But at the same time, too, he loves us. We have a covenant with him. And we fulfilled 2 Chronicles, and we turned from our wicked ways. So now we're just waiting for God to do his thing. He's gonna bring judgment. Yes, he will. Judgment's coming, but that's for the ones that planted evil seeds, because God has had enough of it. But he's gonna strike at a precise moment in time. And like I said earlier, you know, when does God intervene for man? Well, historically, back to the word Passover, God intervenes on behalf of man to change the course of history for man. And when does that happen? That happens at Passover. That's when a Daniel was thrown in a lion's den. You know, the angel showed up and protected Daniel. That's when God showed up and 185 Assyrian soldiers, 185,000 Assyrian soldiers were killed at Passover. You see, Jesus Christ was the Passover lamb. He showed up to save mankind. So we're seeing all of these biblical interventions where God intervenes at Passover. Does it happen this year? I don't know. Continue.
And this leads into May as well, right? Well,
yes, because
there's a lot of big things come May.
Because so the second thing would be Pentecost. So then that Pentecost is right in one here. I wrote this down here. God empowers man and gives man the ability to operate under his authority. So God empowers man at Pentecost. What does that mean? Well, the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and he empowered man with the Holy Spirit. So he empowers man at Pentecost. So when you go back and look, hey, well, what happened? Let's do some calculations to see how this is all playing out. Well, the first calculation you want to do here is the sign of Jonah, right? Because it went over cities called Nineveh. Whether it was one city of Nineveh or seven, it doesn't matter. It went over a city called Nineveh. What the heck, right? How's that happening, right? And then that brings you to the sign of Jonah. Jonah talks about God's going to bring judgment in 40 days. So from that sign, 40 days takes you to what we just talked about, Pentecost.
This is
Pentecost weekend. And then this is the revelation that I can show you guys. This is kind of crazy. Because remember 4 years ago, we watched oil go to negative $38 a barrel?
Yep.
Okay. So the calculation for that was biblical because Trump gets elected November 8th, 2016, 1260 days, Daniel cycle, April 20th. I knew something would happen, and what happened, didn't know until it happened. And that day we're watching oil plunge negative $38 a barrel. Okay. So that happened on April 20th, year 2020. And then this is the fun part. And then I heard count 40 days. Well, I counted 40 days, and what happened? The George Floyd riots. And that weekend was Pentecost. And all hell broke loose on earth, right?
Right.
So oil goes a negative $38 a barrel. That's a sign. Get it? It's a sign. It doesn't make any sense. Like going to 30, it doesn't make any sense. So definitely it's a sign or a marker. So you count 40 days forward. George Floyd writes that we can all hell breaks loose on earth. The next day, rioting in Paris. And then from that point on, all you saw was rioting globally. And that led to wars and rumors of wars. Matthew 24, you'll hear of wars and rumors of war, but see to it that you are not deceived because the end is not yet. These are the beginning of birth pains. You see, so Matthew 24 is specifically talking about birth pains. Well, what's birth pains? Well, very simple. When Babylon falls, God's kingdom is birthed. You see how all of these just fit beautifully together? Matthew 24 is telling us, be not deceived, the end is not yet. These are the beginnings of birth pains. Well, if mystery Babylon falls, God's kingdom is birthed. This is the stone prophecy that Kim Clement did, but this is Daniel 2, verse 34. So Babylon falls, God's kingdom is birthed, and all of the timing is literally perfect for what we're looking at and how the pieces are all coming together. And so we just have to keep looking at how this is going, waiting and waiting. But the Pentecost weekend, which I'll go actually back to that slide there. So the Pentecost weekend would be the exact, you know, we call it a type and shadow or analog. So This April 20th, oil at negative $38 a barrel, 40 days forward, Pentecost weekend. Okay, now let's use the eclipse. 40 days forward, Pentecost weekend.
Pentecost.
Right? And then what did Jonah say? The Jonah said that God's going to bring judgment if they don't repent.
They don't repent,
They don't repent. But what do? We repented. We turned from our wicked ways because we've overturned Roe v. Wade. So God's going to chastise for what we did. But he directly is going to bring judgment upon the house of Haman.
Right.
So he's going to bring judgment on the house of Haman. And so that would then take us to, back to the calculations here. And so then you're looking at May right here. So this is May. This would be judgment. Now, if we do a secondary calculation to verify that, so we said a few minutes ago, we talked about Passover, Nisan 15, the angel of death. What happened the next morning? Israel was freed.
Freed.
Mm-hmm. Wealth transfer, right? So now we need, I've always curious, so I did some homework, and I was able to actually do the calculations of Israel leaving Pharaoh, getting to the Red Sea, 16 days. They camped there for 8 days, and they crossed on the 25th day. So 25 days from Nisan 15, starting there, you count 25 days forward, Pentecost.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to hold you right there. Just going to hold you right there. I'm going to bring you down.
Yeah.
Because this is too perfect.
Fearful. I get letters every day from people that are fearful. But the Spirit of God said, why have you chosen fear? What is it that causes my people to look to fear? To say, we must go back. God's Spirit says to America and to the nations of the earth, do I stand fearing? When I spoke to Joshua, I said, do not fear. I will show you that there shall be a spiritual tidal wave that shall lift the people to a higher place. Enough of this fear-mongering, says the Spirit of God. Look at Israel as they are now being rocketed because of handshaking with Iran, your enemy. But God says they have not shook my hand. They have not taken my hand in a covenant. Only those who have taken my hand in a covenant shall see the release of my glory in this end time. And it is coming, says the Lord. It is coming like a mighty rushing wind, as it was in the day, the Acts of the day of Pentecost. So it is coming again, that my people may breathe the breath of God, that the Paracletos may once again stand as the comforter of mankind. I will not hold back, says the Lord. This is an hour where triumph shall be heard from the north to the south and to the east of the west, says the Lord.
He says, as in the days of Acts, so we'll be coming in the day of Pentecost once again.
Yeah, and the day of X, you know, the X is the 24th letter of the alphabet, right? So that's the year 2024.
Interesting.
Goosebumps, man. I literally got goosebumps.
Did you know that? As in the year of X. He said it as in the year of X, right?
Yeah.
As in the year of X. X is, go count it. It's the 24th letter in the alphabet.
Oh, that's too good. That's too good.
Oh. So as in the year of X, the year 2024, God's going to, and then basically he's saying, watch Pentecost is exactly what he was saying between the lines right there. So this is incredible how this is all coming together. How awesome is our God?
Yeah, I mean, as in those days of Pentecost, so it is coming again.
Yeah.
And so, how can he not, like?
So what we should, so the birth of, so the resurrection, actually Janie was given a word, and the word was specifically, the Janie from Canada, the prophetess, God gave her that this Pentecost will be the, so Jesus was resurrected on the 70th day that we talked about. That was Resurrection Sunday. And the body of Christ will be resurrected on Pentecost.
Mm.
All right.
I love it. I love it. This is great.
Oh, there you go.
This is great. It's good stuff. Yeah,
amazing.
Man, all these signs, like everything, even with the eclipse, Bo. Like, weren't all the planets in alignment too on the day of the eclipse?
Someone was saying, I don't know. I at like, some I point, it's just like it was just information overload on the eclipse.
yeah. But I think it was just a sign. Like, you know, I've been following the debt clock. You know, they've been putting all these cryptic messages up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, twice they had the woman in the sky that looked giving birth. And it said, one of them said there's a new kingdom, like God's kingdom is coming. And then the other one with the same image of the woman in the sky, the constellations, it said God wins.
Mm.
And that, again, the wealth transfer, all of it, it all makes sense. Yeah. Like, it's all starting to click together. I love it.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, yeah, even you see all this stuff like happening with Israel now that, I mean, there's chaos happening in the Middle East. I feel like every day now we all don't know the full story. We don't know everything. But it seems that there's this, you know, even like Kim said, as these cats and dogs are fighting, my nations will begin to prosper.
And what did he say? He also said that the war will come to a sudden end, right?
Right. Yeah.
Remember that prophecy, right?
Yeah.
Well, how could that happen? Well, if you so there the dollar, you know, the dollar is going to lose the status of the world reserve currency. And then you're going to have the BRICS are probably going to attack it because it said the brothers of Goliath stand in glee, we will cripple you. So what is that? That's the BRICS nations attacking the dollar. That's plain and simple. Brothers of Goliath, which are BRICS, you know, countries, attack the U.S. dollars. We will cripple you. We will ruin your credit. Those are the words. We will cripple you. We will ruin your credit. Okay, so that happens to the United States. And so the United States falls as a world superpower for a window. Okay. The BRICS rise to power. And what are they, you know, and this is like the fun part, right? So if you go back and read scriptures and you read Genesis 11:3, what was Nimrod using to build Babylon?
Bricks.
And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and build Babylon. Genesis 11:3, let's use bricks to build Babylon. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. You see, let us use bricks to build Babylon. So the United States falls. They start building Babylon with bricks. And then what happened? Just as they almost finished, just as Nimrod almost finished and completed the Tower of Babel, God showed up, destroyed the tower, and twisted everybody's tongues. What did he do? He twisted tongues. They were speaking in tongues. Get it? Tower of Babel fell at Pentecost.
Mm.
Babylon, Mystery Babylon. Like, come on, the pieces are incredible here when you put them all together.
Well, that's good. It's definitely good. I should just show you guys this now.
At the mockery that God has displayed upon Israel. Ha! It is even no longer Israel, it is Palestine. From the Philistines that we may insult them. But God said, my day came when from all the ends of the earth, within one day, within one hour, my nation sprung forth. Watch and see, for even as ISIS has come and said they will creep into Israel and we will abolish them, that our Messiah may come. Ha ha! God laughs at you, for it is the time of the display of my excellencies, for I have protected but I have also preserved that land. Watch the budding and the blossoming. For the God of the universe, who has looked upon this nation and listened to the cries of his people, but has instead heard the cry of the blood of the slain, and instead has heard from the White House deception and deceit, God says, I will expose them. And once again, I will show you who I am in America, in Europe, in China. Yes, in China, says the Lord. And then my glory will erupt and slay the wicked with one lash of my tongue, says the Lord.
Yeah.
I love that too, because if you go to when he talks about the lash of the tongue in Job, mm-hmm. in Job 5, like yep. it explains everything, like how God is sparing the poor and those are suffering, and he's taking, you know, he's those who are trying to deceive others, he's taking care of them, and it just kind of all perfectly lines up with what we see nowadays in modern day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then it does it, like when God intervenes, it's a moment in time, you know, so it doesn't take long for things to suddenly change. And we've talked about that in so many podcasts and how God suddenly switches everything and flips the scales. So, you know, right. This will not take long. God is setting up the greatest trap in history. And this year is going to be epic. And I think these next 45 days are going to be historic. I guess pretty much a word you can use is biblical. You know, God said in Passover, you know, I've given you examples of God intervenes at Passover. So, you know, is it going to happen this year? No one knows 100%, but probabilities are extremely high based on everything we're looking at and from the calculations and then the signs that we're witnessing as well, too. So we shall see. That also, the 50-year cycle is very, 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 very interesting because we have the Yom Kippur War, right, break out to the exact mark of the Tabernacle War to the exact day, October 6th, 7th, okay? So exact same time point, the war broke out. And then so far we've had three correct dates relative to the 73-74 war. The last date is the 31st of May, 1974, was when the peace treaty was signed. It's interesting if we go back and what do we say, you know, they used a dollar to fund the war. If everything flips, Babylon falls, don't be surprised if we see the wars, because Kim Clement's prophecy was the wars will come to a sudden end. Well, May 31st is exactly like a week or 10 days or whatever after Pentecost. Mm-hmm. You see how everything is lining up? So we actually could see this event transpire, everything come to completion. And so the 73-74 war will match the 2023 and then match it into the 2024 end of May cycle point. So we wait and watch, but the possibilities are extremely high.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know. And then because remember, 2024 is supposed to be a year of rest. Well, you're not going to have rest if you've got wars going on. Like, it's just obvious, right? So if we're going to have rest, we need to have no wars. It's right. 2024. Psalm 24 is blessings and vindication, but also it's the year of rest. So we can't be having all this chaos in the world if we're supposed to have a year of rest. So I'm just excited how all of this has come together. The calculation for Roe v. Wade still freaks me out, because that's insane. From the overturning of Roe v. Wade, 666 right. days to the exact day from when every man shall select a lamb. Come on. Exodus 12:3. Whoa. What are the chances? There aren't any. That was by design.
Right.
No. Yeah. There are no coincidences.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's also very interesting. Now, Bo, I know you had it in the time, half a time, yes. 3.5 years,
right? Yes, yeah, the Daniel 12:7.
Yeah, you had the 3.5 years on your timeline. And when I was looking through these prophecies, so I know we played it probably on like the very first or second time we ever had a show together, mm-hmm. but I found it interesting because at the end of it, he says that, I mean, we know about the triangular alliance that Iran, China, and Russia have mm-hmm. to an extent, but he says at the end of it, at this peak moment of this 3.5 years, Russia will back out because of a certain type of betrayal. And now it isn't 100% confirmed or anything like that, but in Iran right now, they're saying that the media and the citizens are saying that Russia has betrayed Iran because of all the targets that they're getting on Iranian officers, and they're mm-hmm. saying that Russia is providing Israel with intelligence.
Okay,
and so I find it all very interesting. I should just show you. See what I'm talking about. It's a pretty quick one.
Okay.
China will endeavor to try and come and rise up against this land and against Israel with a pact that they wish to make with Iran. But there shall be betrayal from Russia that shall make them angry. They shall withdraw. For there shall be another time and a time and a half a time and again a time. that shall be given to the saints of the Most High God.
Now, I just find that interesting because that leads into your glory of the timeline, and now you're starting to see these little events kind of pop up, like a little sprinkle of it. Now, it's not 100% confirmed or anything like that. That was coming off of Iran media. So, I don't know. Just thought it might have been a marker. I guess we'll see what happens in the future.
When was the election date in 2020? Google that.
November 3rd. November 3rd, 2020. A day that shall live in infamy.
A day that shall live in infamy. You got something new?
Yeah.
I'm going to work.
You're right. I just want to double check that because this is interesting, actually. So it's 1,260 days from the election is 16th of April. So next week. Next Tuesday.
Okay. That's tracking.
It's a calculated time point. Tuesday, 16th, 17th is a calculated 1,260 days from the election. So you got to pay attention to that. And then you got to pay attention to inauguration. Because inauguration was on the
January 20th, 2021.
Right. And that 1260 days is, you know what that is?
What?
4th of July.
That's wild. I mean, you can't even make that up. That's just funny. That's good stuff.
So basically, I would say fasten your seatbelt starting the 16th. So this coming Tuesday, Wednesday. So something's supposed to go down potentially because that 1260 calculation is that we use the same one from when Trump got elected, right? And then 1260 days oil to negative $38 a barrel.
Mm.
Okay. So from the election, 1260 days was oil going to negative $38 a barrel. This calculation, 1260s, is coming Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're going to see there's a huge probability based on that calculation. We can see silver and gold explode on that day.
On what day?
I'm guessing. Let's have some fun. Okay.
Right.
So because we saw a financial event happen 1260 days from Trump's election. Okay. So from the election of 2020, the 3rd of November, around 1260 days, that takes you to exactly this coming Tuesday, April 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So the calculation is indicating, based on prior history, we had a massive or very huge financial event, a marker in time, occur at the 1260 day mark. With negative oil going to negative $38 a barrel.
Right.
So there's a chance we could see maybe a market event again, or we could see oil, or we could see silver and gold explode vertical starting the 16th, 17th. So, there's a huge possibility for a financial event. So we'll see what it is. And is there one? I don't know. But the calculation last time indicated a very large financial event on that exact day. And that would equate to the Tuesday, April 16th. And then just you got 3 days after that, you've got the 666 calculation for abortion. And then so the math, there's so many layers of calculations that we're watching right here. So next week should be rather interesting.
That's good.
Because as we head into the weekend. So but we could see the fireworks begin possibly as early as Tuesday, Wednesday. Next week.
I mean, if we think about it like that, I mean, now we don't know for sure because Kim said, look not to Wall Street, however, observe. But like, even if that 20,000 was the markets, I mean, this whole market has been propped up for quite a while. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if there's some event.
Yeah, if there's an event, we could see something plunge to 20,000 and then immediately reverse and go back up. Because remember what happened, oil went to negative $38 a barrel, right? But then it returned in reverse right back up. Okay. So we could see a 20,000 event on that day. And then the start of the 17th, 18th, it turns back and it starts heading up again. So you know, we're going to watch together, but there is a very big possibility we could see some kind of a market plunge. Maybe the Dow plunges to 20,000 and then immediate boom turns around the next day and takes off vertical. But everybody freaks out because the market just plunged. It's like anybody and everybody piles into silver and gold next week. Right. And then it just goes limit up and explodes vertical in price, and all heck breaks loose into the 666 date of when you select your lamb, which was the, you know, the 18th, no, the 19th, the 19th of and the Friday. So I just think that next week's going to be very exciting in the financial markets and in the world.
I'm looking forward to
it. So exciting now. It's exciting.
Well, yeah, but, yeah, but we, no, no, it's getting wild now, but it, but it hasn't gotten, yeah, precursor. This is a, it's called a pre, in the school, it's called a prelude.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, yeah, this is also very interesting.
Yeah, so it's funny. We guys, when we get together, we when you guys say things, I'm like, it's like, I pull the calculator, so calculate. I'm like, okay, that's because I knew about the calculation with the 4th of July, but I never did the calculation from the election, actually. And then since we were talking about Trump, I'm like, oh, let's go back. And so I was going to tell you that one. That was a fun one. So from the inauguration to the 4th of July that's is 1260 days. Come on, this is like great. How do you make, you can't make this stuff up.
You can't. You can't. I mean, even did you see, Bo, that like even India, they had a 260% increase in silver just in the month alone.
Really?
And so you're starting to see all these countries. Yeah. Everybody's flocking to it. Everybody's flocking to precious metals.
Yeah. Well, it's just going to go when it goes. I was talking to some other podcasts, but what they have is they have limit orders and they have stop losses. So they're going to shut the markets down for 5-minute increments so they can bail out. So all the commercial banks can bail out of their short positions, and then they're all going to go net long. And then so that's why, like in a single day, you'll probably see silver go, you know, from where it is now in this range, maybe a little higher up in the 30s, can go to 60, 70, 80 bucks in a single day or something, because they're just going to go net long on it. So it's creeping its way up, and then boom, and a massive explosion. And that's just what's going to happen. And then on that day, I don't think you'd be able to buy silver for a while after that. It's just, you'll be, because it'd be hard to get it because no one's going to be wanting to sell it. Like, forget it. I'm not selling my silver, right? So that just starts the bull market, but then you'll be able to buy it afterwards, but you'll never be able to buy quantity, I don't think, after that, because it's just, everybody's going to be wanting to pick it up as fast as they can. So it's like, remember Kent Christmas said, if you're waiting, if you're sitting on the fence to see which side won, you already lost.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, when wouldn't you think that bullion dealers would probably shut down to even check inventory and everything like that for, so it wouldn't be even possible to buy at that point.
Yeah, like I joke around with Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, because I said, you know, you got a beach day coming. He goes, what do you mean? Like, this is like 2 years ago. I said, one day you're gonna have a beach day. He goes, what does that mean? He goes, well, because you're by the beach, you can want to go to the beach. He goes, why? Because you're not gonna be doing anything. Like it's a joke. He's like, not gonna go to the beach, but he's not gonna do, he's like, you won't know what to like. People are going to say, hey, Andrew, I want to buy some metals. Not only Andrew, but every single dealer won't know what to sell to you for.
Right.
They won't know. I don't know, because it's jumping up so quickly. Like, and then the market's shut down. Like, what are we selling you for? I don't know. Right. So that's the big question. Like, I don't know. And the other big problem is that if he sells you, like, what's his replacement cost? He has no idea.
Yeah.
And this is going to go on for a while. It's going to just go on for a while.
That's what we've been saying. I mean, that's what we've been saying for a long time. Yeah. Is once it starts, if you're not already in, you're going to be in the outside looking in, you know, until it settles down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when it settles down, it's a whole different paradigm anyways, because Babylon fell, right? So so the truth came out, and so everybody's really wanting to have it. And you might be able to get a little bit, some, but you're not going to get a lot. You won't be able to get any sizable quantity. And then you're going to be paying insane amounts for the spreads. And I don't know if people know what spreads are, but those are built-in prices to the buying silver. Like if it's silver is trading at 30 bucks, okay, you're not buying it at $30. You'll probably pay, on a good deal, you pay $33 to $34. And on when the spreads are going crazy, you might be paying double sometimes, just, you know, so. But once this thing goes down, no one's buying silver at 30 bucks anymore. It's over.
No. We witnessed that last year when those banks started going down and everybody started buying silver. Like, there was this massive panic to buy gold and silver, to where they were like, hey, we won't even take anything more than a $300 minimum order, $500 minimum order. And yeah, it was panic. And even then, you watch the premiums went up. Not only did they make you place a minimum order, the premiums started going up. Yeah. You know, normally, like you said, Bo, it's like, you know, $3, $4, or $5 above spot. And those above spot prices started being $10 above spot. So,
yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's going to be, this is going to be something to watch. Let me just tell you, this is going to be an experience.
You know, it is. Well, you said the short. Have you seen, like, last week, they were mad. Like, that's the most I've ever seen short contracts where they were trying to smack the price back down, and it had no effect. Mm-hmm. It was like they'd smack it down, and then it'd shoot straight lines. I've never seen silver do the straight lines it's done as many times as done over the last 2 weeks. I mean,
it's like every morning it goes straight down and then straight back up.
Yeah. No. It's like the moment you can watch, the moment the U.S. exchanges open up, it's like, oh, the price goes down.
Yeah.
But there's no manipulation. No, definitely not.
No manipulation here. Yes.
Yeah. Well, this year, but not because remember, this is now the BRICS coming up. This is the fulfillment. What we're watching with precious metals right now is the brothers of Goliath coming against Goliath. So the brothers of Goliath are now starting to come against Goliath. So Goliath has taken on these massive short positions, like you just stated, to try to bring the price down. But the moment they do bring the price down, the brothers tag team, so the BRICS tag team, they come in and they literally buy it up the moment they do that. So they're pricing it. So the BRICS are buying up all the pullbacks, and that's why they can't get it down, because they got to throw more contracts at it, and then the BRICS come in and buy it up again. They throw more, the BRICS buy it. So that's why you see this yo-yo every single day. Mm. And then soon enough, it's just something's going to happen. And this is going to be like a biblical thing where God intervenes, and then it is just going to break. It just breaks. The mechanisms break, and then boom, it just goes vertical. And then the only thing they have left are stops, and the stops are every $3. And so they would stop a silver trading for 5 minutes every $3 move. And this is built into the system. So they have four stops, which means that in 20 minutes, silver will do $12, because that's 3 times 4. In 20 minutes, they would do $12. And then there's no, and then they go net long. So then they reverse. So they exit their positions, and then they reverse on the way up. And then by the fourth time they've shut it down, they go long. This is going to be fun. When they go long, whoo, have fun on that one.
I can't wait.
Oh my gosh. This is good stuff.
So the ones, the guys that have been manipulating forever are finally going to have to be forced to go long. So that's going to be breathtaking to watch that one. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Good stuff, Bo.
Yep.
Good
stuff. Yeah. And then when they go net long, don't be surprised that you see $600 silver, not the next day, but, you know, within a few months, maybe, you know, this year, high probability for this year, because if the commercial banks go net long, you know, they're going to want to get in on the game, basically, you know, because they're not going to want to lose money. So they want to get in on the game. So don't be surprised if you start seeing, you know, blessings are 30, 60, 100 fold. Okay. How it all plays out with prices, I have no idea, you know, because this is like this is biblical, right? But you can, but we can do the calculation still, because you simply take $20 silver as an example, $20 times blessings at 30. So you're literally talking $600.
Send it,
right? And then damages would occur before blessing. So you first get damages, and those are due right away. So don't be surprised if you have seven damages, say times 20, that's $140 an ounce silver. And if you base it off of 25, then it would be more than that, right? But you're looking at between 150 to $200 on silver just for damages.
Getting warm over here.
And so again, I have the patterns for it, so I know we're up, and I know the patterns are playing out beautifully right now. It just when it starts exploding, the time window doesn't change, but the price does. So I have the time points that I'm looking at, and they're like, it's incredibly fun to watch. But we can see, like, instead of it historically, it might have moved this much, but now because of the going that long, we can move that much. You see what I'm saying? So the candlesticks are going to be historic. If you get what I'm saying?
I love it.
And it's going to be it's going to be one heck of a ride for those that were wise stewards and paid attention to us.
Oh, right.
Pay attention, in right? General. Yeah.
But what a great time to be alive,
man. I know. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, we get to watch fulfillment. You know the Daniel prophecy, right? While you were watching, a stone carved out by no human hand. But that's really clear. While you're watching, a stone carved out by no human hand means God intervenes. So that's exactly what it says. Just take it for what it is, and we get to be blessed to be in this world when God intervenes upon it. So as crazy as the angel of death moment would have been, that's kind of crazy and scary. Okay. Yeah. But we get to witness that. But then as awesome as the Red Sea miracle would have been, you know, that we get to witness something like that as well too. So, and that ties in with Pentecost. So, glory days.
Yes.
Glory days.
Glory days indeed. I mean, that's what Kim said. He said political, social, economical upheaval leading into summer. I mean, this would 100% fill that.
But also this ties in with the seasons prophecy, because before the seasons prophecy hits, right? We thought it was last year, but it wasn't. If you tie the seasons prophecy, it talks about spring leads into summer, right? Summer's a mediator, but before you get even to the spring, we got January 21. So we got the revelation on that. Mm-hmm. So the January 21 prophecy talks about the 70 to 100th day, which is incredible. And then that prophecy then steps into the fall of Babylon, but then that leads us into the seasons prophecy.
Right. Yeah. It's this chaos that leads into summer. And just like he says, like you said, summer is the mediator. So it's like that summer takes it and is taking all these tumultuous moments where everything kind of gets sorted out and they're the mediator.
And then the fall literally does all the destruction on these people, where they get all exposed, they're running, and the summertime is trying to figure out what the heck just happened. And then, you know, the calculation literally is 4th of July, right? Like, come on.
That's awesome.
Like, really? Come on.
It's so good. So good. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Praise God. That is great. God bless you guys. Thanks for having me back.
God,
absolutely.
Always a pleasure, Bo. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. I was going to have Chris pick a name for the flag drawing. Chris, do you still want to do that? Or do you want to wait till next week?
Yeah, we can pick a name. Let her rip.
Right. Everybody drop a holla in the chat. We're going to pick a name for the raffle.
Oh, you seen this one? You want to see it?
Yep. Sure. Oh, wow. It's pretty beautiful. Yeah, your work is amazing. I love it.
Look at the size. I love the frame. Yeah. How the frame came out.
Nice and thick and solid. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Chris, you want to snag one of those?
Yep. I got. Oh man, they're rolling.
Yeah.
Let me get my mouse over here, 'cause I can slow it down. Oh. Here we go. I'm just going to stop it randomly. Bam.
Yep.
We got KD Aust. KD Aust. KD AUST. Congratulations.
Cool, cool.
Drawing will be May 2nd.
Yep. May 2nd. And yep. Cool. Again, Bo, appreciate it. Appreciate it for coming out. It's always fun. It's always fun when you come on. Yes,
yeah. It's fun because like things just, you know, we had a few little revelations today that God revealed as we were talking. That was fun. Yeah. And the one and a couple of prophecies you pulled up, that was really fantastic. Yeah. Also put the pieces together. So
the Pentecost one was whew.
Yeah.
Chris, you got any final words, sir, before we get out of here?
God bless y'all. I love you. Have a great weekend. You know me. Head on a swivel. Head on a swivel, stay frosty. never know. You never know. Just be safe out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Holla.
God bless.
Holla. Holla.